Many thousands of Americans undergo hip or knee replacement each year, and when infection occurs in one of these joints, the consequences are dire. Now Lloyd Miller and colleagues at Johns Hopkins have used very small fibers called nanofibers, along with antibiotics, to halt infection in replaced joints.
We are trying to target orthopedic implant infections, which are a devastating complication of total knee or hip joint replacement surgery. Basically, the bacteria form biofilms on the metal, and the whole device has to be removed. So the patients undergo one surgery, and then they're treated with 6 to 8 weeks of antibiotics. Then they have to undergo a second surgery to replace the infected device. That whole procedure costs about $100,000. It's also devastating for the patient because the patient can't walk during that time. They're getting 6 to 8 weeks of antibiotics, which leads to longer disability and longer rehabilitation time.
Miller hopes to employ the strategy clinically soon. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.